Hello, my friend and fellow Franciscan traveler. We continue to go deeper into this wonderful book, Bilbo Livingstone's, and also I think of it as sort of a rollover review, a Franciscan way, a contemplative way of going about things, which is particularly appropriate to pause as we begin Unit 7 and think of it that way, as we develop our own contemplative consciousness as Franciscan evangelists. The sequence of these units is significant, and so you might look over them or just glance at the titles or your favorite pieces you may have underlined. As I look at this unit, I see in the bibliography of the last one a book that's a very favorite of mine, and I mention the title here because it leads us from 6 to 7 so clearly. A beautiful biography of Francis's piece called, written by one of our brothers from Korea, The Teacher of His Heart, Jesus Christ in the Thought and Writings of St. Francis, The Teacher of His Heart. And of course, I think more and more as we come closer to our Franciscan tradition, we realize the heart and the heart of Jesus. Often celebrated, and traditionally was the month of June dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Christ, isn't some mushy thing. It's now how we've stereotyped it, made of Valentine's Day. It's this deeper, pervasive love that had us in Unit 6 and then before that wishing to understand the good news, begin to live it ourselves, and then grow as evangelizers. And this is one more deeper step, an ongoing movement in that very direction that you and I are taking. So I'd encourage you, even as Karen and I have talked about it, and I may have mentioned it before, to go back to the Mountain's Own documents, which are really very directional and spiritual together. And our mountain way of life and ministry is one. Not looking at them now, certainly our vision statement, which is extended, and we used to read together with different voices after our mission statement, which is quite brief, helps us hear in a very, very incarnational, a body-forth way, how we, for over 30 years, almost 40, wanted to live this life that we hear articulated in Build with Living Stones. These units help us take a view, hopefully a refresher, and maybe a brand new one, into who we are. And this unit opens with a beautiful passage, as they often do, with Thomas of Celano. You'll note the notation down there, 2C, that's second Celano. So it's his second biography of Francis. He was Francis's first biographer, an early friar. And he gives us a vision into Francis and into ourselves as we move not only to this unit, but continue to do a rollover review and a further integration of what we're coming to understand. In other words, to be students in the Franciscan way is quite different than just women and men who sit down with books and sharpened pencils and paper to write notes. But we open our hearts, the depth of who we are, is the image of the heart, not only feelings of depth, of a resonance with who we are. Celano says, Francis turned all his time into a holy leisure in which to engrave wisdom on his heart, so that if he did not always advance, he would not seem to give up. In other words, life is difficult. And we need something deeply rooted in us, not just good ideas. So wisdom is different than just good ideas and plans. We can have all the strategies in the world, but what helps us keep going? Well, holy leisure, my friends, you're taking advantage of that or forming that or creating a habit of that for yourselves a little bit just to be a part of this Build with Living Stones. And we are now, as I just begin to enter into this later on, Lord, not so much praying as becoming a prayer. So that's what Francis asked of the Lord. One thing to be asked of the Lord, not so much praying as becoming a prayer. You might say, what does that mean? Well, this is where all of this book keeps opening up. Not just what is the meaning of prayer, and hopefully that's growing for us too daily in the rest of our lives, but the meaning of it, because we are becoming women and men who are prayers. We're becoming a prayer. Our hearts and voices are open to God. So it takes us into experiential learning, which is both at the heart of our way of life at the mountain and indeed the heart of life of evangelists. Their classroom was the streets and villages, piazzas. Ours are our homes and workplaces and our own local churches or wherever we might be, where we would like to extend the good news of Jesus Christ. And we do that. This book helps us know and see in a variety of different ways. Jumping ahead to page 83, you know I'm nuts about the word beauty. Well, this is highlighted again because Franciscan contemplation, which this book is helping us with, would help us understand that God's presence at the very moment of any experience, beauty, is an essential aspect of Franciscan contemplation. Francis speaks about it. St. Bonaventure makes a lot of it. And you and I are in the midst of it. It's the ordering, the love ordering us. It's the gathering. Ordering, not ordering like demanding, but bringing to order, to gather in a spherical of relationships and life where circles can make us dizzy, spheres hold us. And it's the sphere of the beauty of God. This moves us to a particular type of prayer, which is a prayer of thanksgiving. And then we're more and more rooted in that in our lives. And we may find it going on a prayer of thanksgiving right in the middle of a prayer of need, or a prayer of need ending in a prayer of thanksgiving, because why, we're recognizing God as the giver of all good gifts. I love that name for God. And that underpins this whole area. The Word of God really came to Francis in a profound way, and Francis was hungry for it and absorbed it, the author tells us in talking in this survey. What this does, especially in contemplation and for ourselves, is grow away from the penchant from turning into self-centeredness, which is noted on 84. Centering prayer, contemplation isn't going to our belly buttons, and we all know that by now. Rather, it is discovering the mystery of God possibly deep within us. In silence, places and times of solitude, and encounters with others, and in the world. God is this spectacular reality without a name and full of life and ready for us to find and walk with God. And this is the Franciscan evangelist developing as a contemplative who has good news that we want to go and share. And it's sort of a one movement. We don't leave the monastery and find our way to a bus stop and go find people. We're with people in our community. So here we are, and you're in a pod, a natural place, not just to prepare for others, but to be with one another and open our hearts enough to share our hunger for, as well as our experience of, God's presence. It's really wonderful, and the image of a lover is often used in this chapter, which is so Franciscan, because our approach is really experiential rather than only thought or conceptual. And he says, you may know that God sometimes shows his divine mysteries, not only for yourself, but also for the sake of others. In other words, we begin to, in our own self-journey, begin to feel the wonder of God's journey for us and for others. St. Clare is mentioned here as helping us understand both the art of prayer and the art of the way of life. And art is an important word because it means, in medieval ages, the simple definition of art was rectoratio factibilium, the right way of making something. Clare made life beautifully and well. She learned and taught the right way of making life, and it was good news for others. So our evangelization doesn't start first in the pulpit or in the street corner, but it begins in our relationships with each other and where we are, and that is contemplative consciousness, the everydayness of God's presence for the sake of others. We hear and run into that on page 89, and this chapter completes itself with a wonderful bibliography, and our friend Michael Blastic, now deceased, his book, or pardon me, article, Contemplation and Compassion, Franciscan Ministerial Spirituality, I think it's one we've stepped into before, some of us, for reading, but it might be worth our going back to. See, all of this highlights what justice is, and I'll just mention that now at the conclusion of this. Justice is right relationship, or the returning to its original beauty, that which was deformed. So it isn't first our action, but it's our recognizing beauty, even in brokenness, and longing for and working for its coming back to union and communion in Jesus Christ the Lord, through our efforts in our life with one another. My sisters and brothers, continue to enjoy each chapter and do some rollover review. They all tie together, and they will within your heart and our reflection. The Lord give you peace.